The first settlers to this region began to farm the land, but drought and grasshoppers made life miserable for most. Just when things seemed to be at their worst, though, a chance trip halfway around the world would change the area's fortunes. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
In the 1850s, the first immigrants came to farm here near the Walnut River at present-day El Dorado, Kansas.
We had years of drought, followed by years of flood, followed by grasshoppers in the 1870s. And we have stories that those grasshoppers ate anything. We have stories of curtains and farm equipment handles being just gnawed on, you know, by the grasshoppers.
Renee Albert shares the story at the Butler County History Center. In the 1880s, farming was not going well, but a trip to the opposite side of the world would change agriculture here.
There was a gentleman from Butler County, and he went down to South Africa for some reason, came across this crop they were growing in South Africa, and they were calling it Kaffir corn down there. And he figured, you know, if it's going to grow there, it could probably grow here. Well, we call that milo or sorghum now.
The plant, however, was much different than the same crop today.
When it came here, it was a crop that grew on stalks that were 12 to 15 feet tall and had to be harvested by hand. So that became a very lucrative crop for us because it was a silage crop, it was a feed crop.
The area that had been hard to farm suddenly had a more productive use thanks to Kaffir corn.
We had a lot of people who came here who traveled through the Flint Hills and found that the Flint Hills were not good for farming, but they were wonderful for ranching. So we had a lot of ranchers that settled here.
Kaffir corn was a big help to ranchers, so much so the town began to honor the plant brought from South Africa to help agriculture thrive. More next time as we travel the countryside. El Dorado, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.